Our next question is from Ellen in Connecticut, and her question is about a mare with equine metabolic syndrome. So I'm going to ask you first to explain to us a little bit about what equine metabolic syndrome is, and then address Ellen's question, which is whether or not it's safe to breed a mare who has EMS, or if there are any risks to her or her foal.
First of all, to address the equine metabolic syndrome is just a series of events hormonally in horses that can cause them to gain weight and have some other issues as far as their immune system goes and other endocrine abnormalities. The risks for breeding a mare with metabolic syndrome, those horses are a lot more susceptible to abortion because of some of the immune changes they undergo and the hormonal changes as well. As we all know, pregnancy is a very complex set of hormonal changes, and the balance gets kind of flipped when they have the metabolic syndrome going on. So the first thing we'd want to do is try to get that mare under control with whatever problem she's having with her metabolic syndrome. If she's extremely overweight, we want to try to get that weight under control. Those mares are also very susceptible to laminitis, and pregnancy itself can exacerbate that. So we're looking at an increased risk of abortion and an increased risk of laminitis due to that mare's metabolic syndrome if she were to become pregnant. So I guess the take home there would be I would want to get with your veterinarian and get her on the right plane of nutrition and probably look at if there was anything medically we could do to help that metabolic syndrome before I even started thinking about breeding her.
So you mentioned laminitis, and that is often a concern in broodmares for broodmare owners. What can be done if a mare does become laminitic after she's in foal?
The speed of treatment is probably the most critical thing. As soon as we see any signs of laminitis, we want to get aggressive with our treatment. You know, if it's an acute case, which is most often the scenario when we're dealing with a broodmare, we want to try to treat those feet. Cold therapy is sometimes effective, and then get with the farrier and your veterinarian and devise a plan as far as foot care goes. And then we really want to watch the weight gain on those mares.